Yeah, sure does, yeah. Feels like a massive step, to be honest. You know, first time for a long time that we played first. So we know how important it was to get the win. So really like today, we played well. I thought we deserved the win.
Adam, you got the ball rolling. Do all the goals, do all the wins feel extra significant at this stage?
Yes, it's always good to score, to create a lot of chance. We did well today. We scored 4 beautiful goals. So tonight we deserve to win. It's always good to play before Tottenham play tomorrow. So we put pressure on them and we are all happy today.
And it's your 15th Premier League goal of the season, your best scoring season of your career so far. What does that mean to you? That's the stat you're looking to get up, isn't it? To get up there with the real best players in the world.
No, to be fair, I just want to take the trophy at the end of the season. Number of goals, I don't care. If my goals help the team to win the games, that's good.
But it did tonight.
Yeah, it did tonight, so I'm happy.
Okay, just talk us through the mindset for your goal, which was crucial. It looked like one of those fearless headers. You weren't even distracted by the fact that Diego was trying to overhead kick.
Yeah, he tried to claim it after, I think, as well. No, he just sniffed out a second ball. I seen Marcus was going to win that, and he's popped a nice ball back across. But it's one of them for a defender or for any striker, really, that the ball's just lofted over like that. He's dying to be attacked. So I was delighted. You know, it was a great timing, I thought, for the second goal, because, you know, we went in at half-time with our tails up, and it was a big boost for us. I'm sure it deflated them. I've been on the end of them before at half-time, and, you know, you're good to going in there. So it was great timing. Just delighted. You know, like Eddie said, most important thing is we get these wins, so that's all that matters.
Just talk us about how you're feeling. You've had quite some week. I'm well enough to spend a night in hospital. What's it been like? How are you feeling now?
All right, just recovering. I'm fine. It's not too much about me. It's about the lads. I had a difficult week because I had a bit of gallbladder pain and things like that, so not ideal. But, you know, the lads didn't miss me at Tottenham, in Wembley, sorry. Put on a great performance, got through there, and just thankful to recover now and get back on the pitch, so that's the main thing.
Edna, I think you said before the game that you hoped to win and cause trouble in the minds of the Tottenham players. What do you hope they're thinking now?
I hope they have trouble. We will see tomorrow. You know, we can stay at home tomorrow to watch the game, and we will see.
Where does this leave us, Gary? Where does it leave you?
Leaves us in a good position, you know, like we've said a few times this season, so we just concentrated on what we've got to do. We've got a big game this weekend, a difficult game, so we need to rest up, recover, and be right for that. Like Eddie said, we can watch the game tomorrow with our job done.